Tafresh Mem Tes, Sif Beis through Dalet. Machaber says in Sif Beis, Shol, V'chein Shol, V'yem Rishon, also one is not used with Shol, V'yem Rishon, Mishum, Diva'ina Lachem. Says the Rama, V'amudar Nam Milulav V'shachaver, Milulav V'shalatmi, Enu Yetzu V'yem Rishon, V'lo Yehav V'shalachem. Likewise, one cannot be Mekayim Lachem with a Lulav that is Osir V'anofrim. Says the Rama, that's the Truvas HaRajbo, and that's how we pass in Allah L'maiso. No, achas lachas. The first din, lachur, is not so common. Shol, it comes out, says Mishnah Berurah, that standard procedure is, if Reuven asks Shimon to borrow his lulav on the first day, then he's yotze, because we presume that Reuven gave it to Shimon in an oifen that he's able to be yotze with. That means with the matana manas lachasim. That means, unless, he says Mishnah Berurah, unless Shimon says to Reuven, I'm only lending it to you, but I'm not giving it to you, then we presume that he's giving it to him in a way that it can be yotze, which means a matar manas lahachzir. Or, if the person doesn't know the halacha, which is also possible, he doesn't realize the halacha is that it has to be a matar manas lahachzir, then unless he says it, we can't presume it, and therefore it's always kedai, if somebody's borrowing somebody else's lulav, to make sure to say, is it, like Mr. Burr speaks out, to make it a matar manas lahachzir. Now, the Olam asked, what would be the Reuven? Reuven asks Shimon, can I borrow your lulav? And Shimon says, sure. And he gives it to him. And Reuven, who's borrowing the lulav, doesn't know that it has to be a matar manas lahachzir. Does he have to make a kinyan? Does he have to know that he's making a kinyan? Does he have to know when he's being maknaed back? So the truth is that later on, in Siman Tafresh Nun Ches, it's mavur in the Sharatzin. The Sharatzin says that the same way that we say that the person who is makne the lulav bistama is makne an oifen that it could be yetzer. So too, the person that's makne back is makne an oifen that the person is going to get it back. In other words, it's a proper kinyan. Now, lachur it should follow that he would have to know the halacha. And if he doesn't know the halacha, he doesn't realize that he's being makne back. Because if not, then what are we saying bistama? Bistama that he has in mind to be makne back, even if it's not bistama. The very fact he gave it back is a scam that's denying. If I say it sounds like that you need that the person giving back the lulav should also have das. Which would mean that it's always best, like the Mishnah Berurah says, it's always best to speak it out that you want to use it as a matar manas lahachzir and be mechaven to be makned back afterwards. Now, what's the story of asking, let's say the husband is not home and a person wants to borrow the lulav, his friend's lulav, his brother-in-law's lulav. So he asks his sister, can I use Chaim Yankel's lulav? So she says, sure, no problem. I'm sure that he wouldn't mind. It's not a problem. What's the luck in such a case? So on the second day, terrific. The question is, on the first day, do we say that only the husband could do, only one that owns it could do a matar manas lahachzir, or the person's wife could do it as well? So the truth is that, really, the Mishnah Berurah talks about this in Tafresh Nun Ches, and he says, he quotes a Magen Avraham that says that if the husband is not home, then Nasna Ha'isha Lulav Lechon Mi'oyavov, Oy Mi'krevov, she gives, and the wife gives the lulav to her brother, Lo Yotzel, he's not Yotzel. Why? The Shemalei Nichalei Kim B'Mechiro. Maybe the husband only wants to give it to somebody else to B'Mechiro. He wants to sell it. But to give it as a Matara, maybe not. Let's say he's a person that he would never sell it to somebody. He would rather, it's beneath his dignity to sell his lulav, his mitzvah to somebody. He would let him use it, give it as a matar manas lahachzir. Lachor bizmanenu, I never heard of anybody selling their lulav to somebody else to use. Everybody's chashiv for that in this regard, and lachor wouldn't be a problem. That's the Shitas of Magen Avraham. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, interestingly, from the Bikur Yaakov. Bikur Yaakov says, what does it help? Azam dinan daite denichale, says the Magen Avraham. If he's an Adam Chashiv, am dinan daite denichale. What does it help that he's nichale? We always say nichale le'inish le'mevan mitzvah b'mamayne. But that doesn't help you for the first day. For the first day, it has to be that the Bailam give it over. Over here, it's not the Bailam. The Lechur wouldn't work. And he says, Memelo, even if she is the one that pays the bills in the house, still, she's the one that has rishus to do things in the house. Ein lo rishos litin mishaloi. She doesn't have rishos to give something, give her husband's lulav as a matana to somebody else. That she doesn't have rishos. Al kin matzik shom dafilu shoma bar lachargach v'netzratza leimahani. The basal kichol leher shalei v'tzarek lachzav litol. Memela says the Mishnah Berurah from the Bibur Yaakov that even if the husband finds out afterwards what his wife did, and he says, ah, sure, no problem. You wanted to give it to your brother? No problem at all. Doesn't help. B'shas ma'isa wasn't shalai. It's not going to help afterwards. Now, this is l'chur, we mentioned this beforehand. We're going to mention it also b'hemshech in another minute, b'ez Hashem. This is really a big nidin. What happens when somebody uses a lulav and he wasn't able to be yetzeh, and mafreya comes out that he could be yetzeh? For example, the case that the Bir Lacha brought down, we mentioned the case of somebody in the Chabura's grandfather and their father, of somebody that steals an esrig, and he, afterwards his mafai is the person that he stole it from. Can he be yetzeh mafreya? That's machlekes apayiskim. Not clear how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. He's metzayin the Shari Tshuva brings down 2 days. Not exactly clear how the Mishnah Berurah himself paskins. Can he be yetzeh lemafreya? Over here it sounds like you can't be yetzeh lemafreya, even if the husband finds out afterwards that his wife gave the lulav to his brother-in-law, in other words, to her brother. It's not going to help you afterwards. And wouldn't it be v'tarach lachzav elito? Mishnah Berurah Shartin says not with a bracha, v'chulu. Yesh layim bizmanenu, where l'chur, a wife has, maybe that's the neseis v'nesanis b'seich beso, that she has a pretty big say to what goes on in the house. And I don't think any husband would be makbid, unless he's makbid that anybody should use it, but that he doesn't want anybody to use it. Wouldn't be makbid b'chlal that his wife should give it, as matan manas lahaser l'chura. It's a big chiddush to say that it shouldn't be yetzeh. But the bigger chiddush is over here that you can't be yetzeh l'mafreya. That's if somebody asks a wife for a lulav of her husband. Now, what's the story if somebody wants to be makne to a wife, a lulav? Your brother-in-law, your sister, and your brother-in-law come over for a sukkis, and your sister asks you, can I use your lulav? So now, you want to be makne to her, matan manas l'achzer. The problem is, masha kone isha, kone bailo. So as soon as you're makne to her, the lulav, it goes to the husband. It's not hers. Once again, it's shol. It's not going to help l'chur. So now, the standard case of when a husband gives his wife a lulav to use, that's not a problem. That's any time that a husband gives a wife a present, the present does not belong to the husband. Because, obviously, if the husband is giving it, he's giving it to her, that it should be hers, and it shouldn't be his. However, in a case where somebody else is giving a present to the Isha, the only time it's not the husband's, he says explicitly, Almanas she'en labaylech rishus bo. Almanas, you don't have rishus, though your husband has no rishus. But without that, then we go straight to the husband. And that's what the Bikur Yaakov Tain is. In Tavrish Zayin, Bikur Yaakov Tain is, in Eren Hanami, one has to say, Almanas she'en labaylech rishus bo. However, if you look at the Tosefes Bikurim in the back of the Sefer, he brings out that there was a Rav that was Ma'ari. He says, Puk Chazim, I am at the bar, people are makbid on that, everybody gives it to their wives, and it's not a problem. Which Bikur Yaakov says, of course, that a wife, a husband to give to wife is not a problem. But he's Chaylik Bechlal, and this is the way that Rav Shlomo Zalman goes, Nemzon Halach Lamaisa, and in his house they weren't makbid in Kindumani. I don't think that people are makbid on this Bechlal. I never heard anybody say such a thing. Amanashi in the Bailach Rashuspa. And the Vard is because when he gave the present, it's not that the whole present goes to the husband. The guf goes to the isha, and the peiros go to the baal. The meila, it's enough. The Taina says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's enough that she has the guf of the lulav, and even though she doesn't have the peiros, because the peiros go to her husband, that's enough, and she could be yaitzer. And the meila, she's allowed to be kind like that, and she doesn't have to ask her husband's rishus to give it back, even though lachar you're giving back the guf, the peiros, and the peiros belong to her husband. That's all nechshav. That's all nechshav. She has the rech to do that. She can give back the guf. She can take it and give it back. You don't have to say amanasha in labaylech rishus bo. People aren't makbid on that lamaisa. Now, the second thing that's brought down here, the halacha, is the halacha of the Rama. The Rama says that if somebody's mudar anomi from a lulav, then it's aser for him to be yetzeh with a lulav. The Bir Halacha brings down, is mechadish, that possibly you shouldn't be yetzeh with this lulav, not just on the first day. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Rama says, you're not yetzeh b'yom rishon, d'lehavi shelechem. The Bir Halacha says, "Lefi mashehitek amachaber lekamei, the esrog also b'achila pasul kol zayin, the cost of shema got time with the davar shein b'hetar achila, or shein b'din mamay tusi mech es yirei." Then, in such a case, lechora, According to what the Gaon explains later on, that Esther which is Aser Bahana is Chatzis Simech Tashuri, then it's not just Aser on the first day, it's Aser on all 7 days. Now, Tzorach Bir Tuva, because the Chari, we never heard of Chatzis Simech Tashuri by Stam Yisuri Hano. The only time we ever heard of Chatzis Simech Tashuri was by Avodah Zarah Shel Asheru, by something which is Oymid L'Sreifa. There we say Chatzis Simech Tashuri. But something which is just Aser Bahana, where does Chatzis Simech Tashuri come from? And it's true, the Magen of the Gaon that he's quoting does say that. But the Gaon is talking about Arla and Truma Tmeya. Both of them are Eimel Esreifa. So two things that are Eimel Esreifa in a Hanami, it's two things that are Eimel Esreifa, those are Chatusim Eftashuri. But Stami Suri Hana, where do we get it from this Chatusim Eftashuri? Not exactly clear where this, I didn't understand where this Bir Halacha came from to say that Stami Suri is not Chatusim Eftashuri. Lachur only something which is Asur, which is Eimel Esreifa, then it's Chatusim Eftashuri. But something which is not Eimel Esreifa, which he's mechalik at the end of the day, the Bir Halacha says it could be something which is mutter lahanot to somebody else is different. It's not also to everybody. For sure it's different. It's not Eimel Esreifa because it's mutter to other people. But the Vard of Chatusim Eftashuri, Lachur, is only by something which is Eimel Esreifa. Where would you find it by anything else? Now the etzem halacha b'chlal that you shouldn't be yitzah on the first day. Why you're not yitzah on the first day? So the truth is it's a Rashba. The Rashba declares, do we say the Rashba in Shuvah? He says, do we say that ivoy mitchel alev? A person makes a neder that is not going to be nene from his luluf. Do we say that no? It's ki'ilu as if he has a heter achila and heter ano because. He could be shoyl on his nether, and then it'll be mutter for him. Or do we not say that? Kenira, the Rashba comes out that we don't say that. And the shayla is, why don't we say that? Why is that any different than a case of demai that we say that a person iboy mafkir nechosev? A person can be mafkir nechosim, and it'll be demai will be chazile. How come we don't say the same thing over here? That iboy mitchel aleh, he could be shoyl on his nether, and then he'll be able to be yaitu with it. So I didn't see anything in the Pesukim scheme about it, what Takav Shad is. I thought maybe I'll be pashtus, the Vard is, you could say that there's a difference between Demai and Truma, Demai and the Neder, that Demai is not Talib Das Achirim. Demai, every person can be a Mafka Lein Achasim. They don't have to be, it's not Talib Das Achirim. As opposed to Shoyal, on a Neder, you need a Chacham. The person has to go to a Chacham, and the Chacham has to master it. The Meila, since the Chacham has to master it, it's totally b'das achirim, and therefore you can't be yotze. It's not considered b'yodai. You're totally b'das achirim. Another svara, my chavrusa tainud, that there's a difference between demai and a nether. A nether, when the person made the nether, so he said lahedya that I want this to be asar on me. So he kilu did something kineged being yotze with this luluf. As opposed to the case of demai, a person never did anything not to be yaitz with it. He just happens to have money. He doesn't show that he doesn't want to be yaitz with it. And therefore, it's more biyadai the fact that he could be mafkir z'chosim because we never saw that he doesn't want to be mafkir. As opposed to a guy that makes a nether straight out, then he's showing that he doesn't want to be yaitz. That's maybe as far. I think maybe the first one is more, you could just say it's more pashit. It's talib das achirim, and therefore we don't look at it as biyadai. Now, let's say a person is shoyl on the nether. What's the story? If a person is shoyl on the nether, can he be yaitz in the mafreya? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, yeah, we'll be yaitz in the mafreya. Why? Because the chacham is oikir, nether meikar. So this is back to what we started off with. Can you be yaitz? Can you have a case where you're yaitz a mitzvah, you do the ma'isa mitzvah, and you're not yaitz right away, and it's the spiral of the mafreya that you're yaitz? So this is already our third case. The first case is by Gezel, that somebody's Gezel, he steals the lulav, and then afterwards he's mafayis. Now we saw machlekes. Second case is that a wife gives her husband's lulav on the first day as matan mas lahachzir, even if the husband finds that afterwards, says mishbur, doesn't help. And here the Aruch HaShulchan says, by a neder, it does help, the mafreya. So it could be that a neder is different, because chochma is oikir miyikara. So therefore, skilazu is never neder. Kumtois, the mafreya never had it. As opposed to maybe pious by gezel, and husband being maskim, even though he said, I was never makbid, you could have done it the whole time, that's more of a mikana lahavah l'mafreya. That's only from now I know that. But in Chacham, with Zeker Nedim Mikar, it's kibbutz if he never had it in the first place. Now, that's with Siv Beis. Siv Gimel, Mechein Shalir Nidachal Shel Ashiro Shel Yisrael Poisom, אבל של עבדת כרחוב הם לכתחילה להיתו ומנות ויוצם עם רישם בעדך לא יבין עליכם. The lulav ha'ir nidachas or ha'shiro, that's possible, it's chedut imech ha'shirei, אבל של עבדת כרחוב הם לכתחילה להיתו ומנות ויוצם, לא יבין עליכם. You should not, עבדת זרה means עבדת זרה of a goy. One shouldn't take on the first day, ומנות ויוצם בדיעבד. Now what's this case talking about? That you took the avodah zarah of a goy. As soon as you pick it up, you're kreina, like the Rama says. Daf yishlein is kavan liskeis bay. Because once you're in kavan liskeis bay, then it becomes avodah zarah of Yisrael. So whose is it? If it belongs to the guy, then stamaz you can't be yaitzer with it because it doesn't belong to you. Elamai the guy was mafker it, and you weren't kreina it. So it's a be'etzem a lulav of hefker. It's a lulav of hefker, and you're not yet lechatchila. One should not take it. But with the Eved, you could be Yotze. That's what it sounds like. If not, al Yotze v'yem rishon ve'elech, lo yivinu lachem. But on the first day, you're not Yotze. Now, the first day, you're not Yotze. So the Kapis Tmar brings a raya from this din, really, that l'chura, you can't be Yotze with a lulav shel hefker. And the Prima Gadda brings it down l'halacha at the end of the Simen, we're mitzayin it in Sifhei. He brings down this Kapis Tmar, that l'chura, this case of lulav of Akum, is talking about that it's hefker, and even though it's not considered lachem, you're not yoyte with it. Now, the truth is that the Aruch Laner said that this is really tali in a machlekes rishonim, and that is that which you need lachem. Isn't mean that lachem, it means it can't be somebody else's, it can't be gozel, it can't be shol, that's what has come to your mind, or no, it has to be bepoil, it has to be the person's. It's not enough that it just doesn't belong to somebody else. It has to belong to you. He said this was machlekes in the Ritzvan Rashi. According to Rashi, if you don't own it, even though no one else owns it, that's a sarin in lachem. According to the Ritzvan, no, as long as no one else is allowed to take it from you, it doesn't belong, no one else has a right to it, then that's considered lachem. Even though you don't bet him have a kinyan in it. Now, I saw the Bikur Yaakov says in Tosefta Bikurim, he says lachura, from the fact that we say mudur hana mechaveri, mudur hana milulav isha chaveri, you can't be yetzei. This lulav, who does it belong to? A guy owns a lulav and he says, I'm not going to get any hana from this lulav. Does this lulav belong to anybody else? It doesn't belong to anybody else. It's not gozel. It's not shol. It could be that the bialim have no right to it, but it doesn't belong to somebody else. And even so, says the Rashba, you can't be yetzei with it. Now, why can't be yetzei? It doesn't belong to anybody else. Elamai lechem doesn't mean just that it shouldn't be gozel and shouldn't be shol. Lechem has to be bepoil, it has to be yours. It's not enough that it doesn't belong to that it shouldn't belong to somebody else. If it's also ba'ana, it doesn't belong to you, then that's also, you can't be yetze. Memela, he says, so to hefker. Hefker, even though it doesn't belong to somebody else, but that's not enough of lechem. Lechem is not just being memai gozel v'shol. Lechem is bepoil that has to be yours. And since hefker is not bepoil yours, therefore you can't be yetze. And that's how it seems that the person will hold the halacha, that one would not be able to be yetze with the lulav of hefker. Sif Dalet, Ginoi tatsi'irim shal evdi kechavim kiyetzve mebati sham shem, motor lito misham lulav, o sharminim la mitzvah, pafilo ilan natua lefnei avedis kechavim, kozman shein evdenu ilan. This would sound like practically what it means is if you have a lulav. You have a palm tree growing in the property of a church. Or you have a willow tree. You have aravas growing in a, or hadasim. Generally, hadasim that are going to be growing there are not going to be mishulish. But hadasim or lulav that are growing there, is that a problem to use it or not? Do we say that that's considered mishamshim of avodah zarah and you're being mahanad avodah zarah? Or do we say that no, that's not considered mamash avodah zarah and therefore be mutter? Lamaisa, the Mechaber Paskin, that it's Mutter Litul Nisham, that's not considered an Avodah Zarah, so long as they're not Mamash or Evidit. The fact that it's planted in the garden, that's not a problem. One could be Yotze with that. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, that L'chatchila, from the Sefer Chazin, L'chatchila, one shouldn't take such a thing. So the truth is, it doesn't come out too much of a difference between this and a Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah Mamash. Because the Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah Mamash, also L'chatchila, one shouldn't take. And B'dievet, if he took it, he would be Yotze. So to over here, this is the only difference would be lechur on the first day. That would be the nafkamina. So to over here, lechatchila one shouldn't take it, but for the evidence, if he takes it, it's good. Now it's not exactly clear. I still haven't figured this out. I mentioned in the chabur in the past. Why lamaisa is a person yetzer with a lulav of avodah zarah b'di'evin. It's most. That's why you shouldn't take it. So why isn't that possible b'di'evin? Befrat, if you understand most, let's say by the achbarim eating it, that it's if a person takes such a esrig that is before he cuts out the bite marks, that is not yetzer because it's most. What's the difference between this most and that most? So you want to say that most is nicker. You can see the bite marks as opposed to over here. It's not nicker because you can't see that it was a lulav shel avodah zarah. Maybe. But lachor, it's most Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What's the pshat that you're yetzer afilo b'di'evin? Just to say, since lahed is its mutter, we're not more machmer. Lechatchila, one shouldn't take it b'di'evin. A person can hear it could be yetzer. One other halacha is, let's say there's a dalad minim that grow in a cemetery, in a Beis HaKvaris. You have a ravis tree that's coming out of the Beis HaKvaris. Can one take off a ravis from such a place? So the halacha is the things that grow in the Beis HaKvaris are also ba'ano. And l'chura would have no difference. It would have the same halacha as anything else which is asr ba'ano, that the whole halacha is on the first day, but wouldn't be able to be yetzer. I don't know if that it's omer l'sreifa, and therefore it shouldn't be good the second day either. However, certainly on the first day it's considered it is asr ba'ano, and one would not be able to be yetzer with such a dalad minim. So then in the arba minim hashalim. That's Sif Beis Gimel and Dalad. And I think with that we'll end. And Be'ezer Hashem, on Tuesday, we will have the final Chabur for the Zman on Sif, Hey, and Vav. So then we can finish Be'ezer Hashem.